We love this story. One of the biggest fans of New Zealand craft beer has just landed in the country. His name is Bruce Jones. And it's not his first time in Wellington. He's a VIP this year at Beervana, and he joins us on the line now. Hi there, Bruce.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to New Zealand. Welcome to Aotearoa. Tell us how you ended up here in the first place.
Well, for my 80th birthday, my children knew I loved New Zealand and I loved craft beer. So they gave me a trip to Beervana. They said it's one of the best craft beer events in the world, and I came and loved it about 3 years ago.
And I've been to this festival. It's a great festival, but it's pretty noisy, and I would say that there are not many 80-year-olds in the crowd. You didn't feel like you stuck out too much, Bruce?
No, I came by myself, but my kids printed out every beer from every brewery that was there, and so I drank as many as I could and rated them and how I thought they were and so on. But I've been a fan of craft beer since about 1981. And I think the Nelson Sylvan hops, the Riwaka hops, Mosaic hops, the hops in the Southern Hemisphere are just amazing.
You say you've been a craft beer fan since 1981. Most people would be surprised to hear that craft beer was around then. I think for most people, it sort of got on our radar more like, 10 years ago.
It started in Northern California for us about 1980 with some little breweries on the east side of the Bay, in San Francisco Bay, and in Concord and Walnut Creek and those areas, and it just went from there.
What do you enjoy about craft beer?
Oh, I love it. It's one of my mates here in New Zealand. I live out at Matarangi Beach now, and at home here. One of my mates just bought me some pig sausage that they had made and some venison and two hazy IPAs and one pilsner.
So this time you are not here alone. Tell me about this year's visit.
Well, I have a friend, a next-door neighbor in California who's coming. He's an amazing guy. He was talking to me about Beervana, and he said he loves beer. And so he said, I'll come down with you. And so he's going in to spend a week, but he's arriving next week. He's a rock and roller, kind of the grandfather of grunge, they call him. He was a rocker in 1970s with a band called The Seeds. And they are in the Hall of Fame for rock and roll. And he's played in London before 10,000 people and a lot for many, many years. But now he's almost 80, and he's coming down to enjoy some beer with me.
They are quite big. I'm just looking at our library. There's a few tracks by The Seeds.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. What?
Well, they are a big band. I'm just looking at our music library, and there are heaps of tracks by The Seeds. He's obviously a big deal.
Well, he's a really nice guy. He's got a little pub like London, like you were in London. He built on his ranch, and we like to sit there and drink beer. But it seems everywhere I go with him, people know him.
So what's your plan? Has he been to New Zealand before?
No, he's never been here, so I'm going to pick him up at 6 in the morning, the 18th, and we're going to motor down to Wellington.
And what's the plan?
Oh, just to show him New Zealand as much as I can, and then to get to the Beervana about the 19th, around 11 o'clock, and start enjoying it.
What is your advice for someone going to a beer festival? How do you make the most of it?
Well, I try to limit what I do. I try to do a lot of small tastes and of my favorites. I'm a big fan of the hazies and anything that has southern hops in it right now. I try to pace myself, though, so I can make it.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, of course. for New Zealanders who don't know much about the craft beer scene, is New Zealand an important country in the world craft beer scene?
Well, New Zealand has an amazing place in the world craft beer because they have some of the best hops and malts and things in the world. And I would say that some of the New Zealand beers are just amazing beers and world class. They make it any place. I think some of the breweries like Garage Project and others are just, there's no better in the world than those. And I think New Zealand's what they're doing with the beer. They're very innovative and they're trying different things. And some just amazing beers last time I was here 3 years ago.
Mm. Is it nice to be back?
Oh, I love it. 40 years ago, I fell in love with New Zealand, and I'm sitting here looking out at, you know, Great Barrier Island and Cuvier Island, and there's nobody here on the beach. And I love New Zealand, and lucky for me that New Zealand's a great beer country now, too.
Did you make any friends last time you were here?
Oh, yes. They called me Old Timer because I was by myself and I didn't know anyone, and I was a little bit inebriated. And so some brewers with, you know, big bib overalls and beards, they took me out tasting around Wellington afterward. And truthfully, they just picked me up and carried me to the next place with them. And they had fun because I was by myself and didn't know anyone. And so they just called me Old Timer. Come on, let's go here. Let's go there. And I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, I understand. I understand you made 3 out of 4 sessions, which is pretty legendary.
I couldn't make the last one. But the people at Beer Vanna, I just thought they were so wonderful, and to me at least. That's why I'm bringing my friend Daryl. And if the trend continues, we're going to come as long as we're able, because I'm 82 and most of my friends are in their 80s. But we're going to try and make an annual pilgrimage down here to Beer Vanna. That's our hope.
By the way, where did you sleep in between the afternoon session and the evening session at Beer Vanna last time?
Ryan MacArthur, the manager of the Sky Stadium. I probably had too much great New Zealand beer, but I said, I don't know where my hotel is. I don't know where to go. And I really should lie down and sleep. He says, come on. He took me upstairs to his office and I slept on his couch between sessions. Everybody was so nice to me. And that was just one of the fun things that happened.
Yeah, that's hospitality, eh? Is your friend Daryl, the old rocker, is he going to play at all while he's over here?
Well, he doesn't have his band, but he's going to bring some tapes and some things to listen to. And maybe you could play some of his music. I think one of his songs was Pushing Too Hard. That was the number one in the world one time.
Yeah, I've got that one here. I've also got Can't Seem to Make You Mine, which is a popular one of theirs. So yeah. If I get a chance before 2 p.m., I'll give him a spin, eh?
That'd be nice. He'd love it. I don't think he's going to be able to do as much musically, but he'd sign autographs and talk to people because he loves talking to Kiwis and friends.
Good stuff. Bruce, it's wonderful to have you back here. You've ended up being a bit of an unofficial ambassador for that beer festival, so good on you and enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I've enjoyed watching you on the project and hearing about you. So a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.